Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team. Okay, T, how are ya?
Good.
Anything happening big in your life?
The select board campaign is underway.
Oh, yeah.
So knocking on lots of...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I mean, say congratulations if I win.
Well, you're still, you know, on the slate.
Exactly. I'm putting my...
Hat in the ring.
Putting my hat in the ring. And, you know, knocking on lots of doors, talking to lots of people. The thing about local politics is that it's really about, like, the effort that you put into it. So if you get out there and you talk to lots of people... You know, most people pick their select board member based on...
If they know you.
Do they know you? And, like, do you seem like a reasonable person, right? Because we're not talking about, like, big federal-level policy where it's, like, philosophies about how, like, the human condition works.
Right.
We're talking about, like, hey, how are you going to get the potholes filled in? And do I trust you to take care of all the day-to-day stuff that comes up in town that I want to work well, but don't really care to get invested in myself.
So there you go. It's a little bit of a long, it's like 3 months, right? Before they vote, right? You have to kind of take the next 3 months to really sure you know people and people know you. And,
yeah, I mean, candidates, like nobody, by the way, does this professionally. So candidates all have day jobs. So I'm not like quitting real estate to run for select board. But yeah, you know, my free time, I'm going to be spending a lot less time like watching Netflix a little bit more time, you know, out talking to folks. By the way, speaking of town politics, did you see that Weston rejected their MBTA Communities Act plan?
I was going to ask you that question in one of ours. I don't know what that means. It appeared from the article that potentially some grant funding that would come to the town would be no longer offered to the town.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wonder how that's going to impact the town of Weston.
Yeah. So they said, you know, they actually had a pretty small amount of grant money that's going to be withheld from towns that reject the MBTA Communities Act. However, I think it was small because they thought that was enough. And since it's not enough, that pot's probably going to grow. I suspect all new grant programs are going to require MBTA Communities Act compliance. And they may even start revisiting existing grant programs and saying, hey, a condition of this grant getting funded is MBTA Communities Act compliance. And so...
In Weston, they had identified an area.
Yeah.
One large area. It was not individual properties.
Right.
Like in many other towns.
They found something in the corner by Waltham, right?
Right. And it was kind of behind the dump.
Yeah.
And people still objected to it, which I'm not sure what it was that they objected to, because... The actual space that was identified was not hugely impactful to many to neighborhoods.
Right. I mean, I thought what Weston was going to do before I heard about this, I thought they were going to take all those single family homes around Kendall Green and include those. I didn't know that this parcel existed. And so if your goal is to comply in a way that minimally disrupts the neighborhood, that's probably how you would do it. They did have this other pocket down by Riverside in Newton, and I don't know how disruptive that was going to be, so maybe those neighbors got a bee in their bonnet. But yeah, it was, I'm surprised. I do not think it's advisable, but...
But it's what's interesting is towns like Milton, who have fought it, Weston, who's voted it down, I don't think we understand what the ramifications are going to be as more and more towns in the state either vote it down or fight it.
Yeah.
I think, like you're noting, if it's a minimal amount of grant money, I think people will not hesitate to vote it down if it doesn't hurt them.
Right.
So that's something that's really going to be complicated down the road.
Yeah. I don't know how the state didn't really think this through, because we have a framework for this, right? 40B. Everybody in real estate knows what 40B is. It's a state law that says basically says build enough affordable housing, so 10% of your housing stock or 1.5% of your developable land area, right? And if you don't meet that, then any developer can come into town, buy a parcel, supersede your zoning bylaws, and build a housing development as long as it has affordable housing in it.
A component of affordable housing.
And that is motivating for towns because people hate those things. Like, it feels really painful. I'm surprised the state did not think through that framework and say, hey, towns do not want to build housing. Like, if they did, we wouldn't have a housing shortage. So let's make the alternative really painful, like we did with 40B. And I don't know why they didn't quite figure that out. And
I don't know. I think we won't know a lot until later next year when the decisions that were to be made by December 31st
right.
didn't get made or got made in a way that the state was not in favor of. So I think the fallout will really come in 2025.
I think one of the things the state is going to fight for, maybe in the courts or maybe they're going to redraft the law, is like, hey, if you're not going to put a plan in place, then we're going to put a plan in place. And then it works like 40B. A developer can come in and say, well, the state approved this plan, so, you know, I'm building into that, whether or not you like it, local planning board or local voters.
Yeah, and I think, for instance, as we're talking about selectmen, I feel like selectmen and people on the planning board, for instance, in Lincoln, they did it when 40B first came out and
yeah.
dressed it all up front,
right.
which was, I think, a very...
That's what the state wanted them to do.
Which know? Was what I think everybody wanted to be done. I think that now, by not having addressed it years ago or in the proper way, like designate a spot,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be, behind... In Weston, it was mass broken stone. You know, there was areas. And people didn't want things to change. Unfortunately, these laws, 40Bs, MBTA, will alter the flavor of the town if we don't address it up front and identify areas that can handle what the state's asking us to do.
That's right. Yeah. Man, we went on a lot about local politics and housing policy.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I guess, you know, if you're wondering what's going to happen in the winter market, is as these MBTA Communities Act laws take effect, right? And they're not going to take effect on January 1st, but some towns will. You can expect to see some development opportunities, right? You can see, you know, single family homes that are now zoned for a three family home.
Right.
Or, you know, you might see, like Lexington has a lot of big developments going up. If you are into development, this winter market 2025 is going to be an interesting one for you.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. Opportunities in different situations.
We got to take a quick break and then we'll do a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. So, Mom, what do you think are the most important skills a real estate agent should have?
So I thought about this a little bit, and I think my answer would be listening to my clients and also thinking outside the box. Because oftentimes people tell me their wish list. And sometimes items on the wish list should be in a higher priority than a lower priority because you can't change some things like location, flat yard,
mm-hmm.
neighborhood, whatever it may be. And I have had a buyer that once asked me or told me they wanted a house that had beams in the rooms.
Yeah.
And we actually found one.
Yeah. You can find them. They're not easy to find.
Right. So I try to listen and legitimately prioritize. And then I try to be a little bit creative, like by saying, well, if you like this, maybe you'd like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you think? What do you feel are those qualities that make you
I think the thing that makes you a cut above is empathy, which is what you're talking about, I think, is being able to listen to what somebody's saying and kind of figure out what they're getting at, and then like processing that and being able to generate ideas based off of that. So like, you know, let's say somebody came to me and said, hey, Taylor, I want beams. I might say, okay, we can definitely look for beams. But like, what is it about beams that you really like? Is it that you like the farmhouse style? Because there's other elements of the farmhouse style. And if you're looking for that, that opens up more options. And maybe it won't be beams, but it'll be like a big fireplace, or it'll be, you know, a certain kind of trim or layout.
Or like on the beams question, I said to them, well, if we can get these five other items, you can always add beams if that's what you want, a rustic feel, because that can be picked up in the decor.
Correct.
So that's kind of what I'm saying with thinking outside the box.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we're saying the same thing two ways. Well, cool. Thank you for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston, or on the web at yatesboston.com.